afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and will be joining us shortly is Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a whole week, and lots had happened since the last time we talked. Looks like we have a lot of things to talk about today. From the president wants to give us lots of money, $150 billion of them. Of course, this president seems to find money whenever he wants it, and we have in a heck of a time feeding our children, but thank God he's going to give us about $150 billion so we can feed our children. That's what he thinks it will take to, I guess, take care of the economy. So, in other words, the federal government wants the people to borrow money to take care of our present economic situations. Otherwise, our present economic situation is going to go downhill. And I don't know. You tell me if this is going to work, if it's going to help, because you have to find, you have to figure out, like, where will he be getting all this money from? As usual, we welcome all those in the chat room, and to get into the chat room, just log into republicbroadcasting.org and click on chat, and you will be joining those good people in the chat room who will be discussing, amongst other issues, besides the stuff that we discuss. As a matter of fact, I always get a lot of information, like information that people search and throw it in the chat room every week, so we appreciate the help we're getting from everyone. As most of you know, that, well, Mitt Romney got Nevada, and Ron Paul came in second. Now, what's going on with Ron Paul? Fox News, they're trying to actually count him off. Probably most of you have heard the question by Fox News Cameron, I think, when he asked Ron Paul if he was electable because somehow he is different from the other Republicans that were on the stage during the debate in South Carolina. And, well, Ron Paul had an answer, but unfortunately Fox News did not put Ron Paul's answer if he was electable or not against all these Republicans, since he's completely different than them. Now, in the live show, of course, Ron Paul did answer the question, and he very much told them, like, look, if I'm different, you know, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm, you know, doing it exactly by the book, and if all these Republicans are not doing it by the book, well, that's their problem, in so many words. And he went through some examples of what he was talking about. You can see that. It's on YouTube. You can see it by going to Ron Paul's website, and you will see it there. Anyhow, let's welcome Mark Glynn. Mark, good afternoon.
Dr. Tilawi.
Mark, stay tuned as we are coming up to a break. You know, I chose a fine moment to bring you up. So we will be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
work, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark, we kind of got you on when the music started playing, so I apologize for that. What's going on in Nevada?
Well, Ron Paul has placed second after Mitt Romney. Quite surprising given all of the other primaries that have taken place, because he didn't even place in any kind of position where the mainstream media thought that it was worth mentioning. This is extremely interesting to say the least. I'd like to know what kind of vote counting system they have in Nevada, because, you know, at first glance, what this seems like to me is that maybe there was no tampering taking place with this, and we're actually reading. Keep in mind, Nevada has a very large Mormon population, as does Utah and even Idaho. So this would explain partly why Mitt Romney did so well out there. But as I said, the surprising thing is Ron Paul, because in the other primaries that have taken place, if we are to believe the results, he didn't even place anywhere higher than maybe 10%.
Right. Well, I mean, he's like right now dead heat with McCain. He's beating McCain by probably about 22 votes, 78% reporting. It's still – it's not over yet. For Nevada.
Well, you know what I find interesting about the whole thing, Hashem, and it may be a signal of things to come, but these primaries that we have had so far, they have all been completely different. You have different people winning each one. The order is different. And so as far as the Republican Party goes, one of two things can be assumed from this. Either they have gotten sick of the politics as usual, and that this explains why you have these differing results, or else what they are doing is deliberately manipulating the results of these caucuses in order to keep the whole situation in this state of unpredictability. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? The fact that McCain didn't win all three, Romney didn't win all three, Giuliani didn't win all three, I find that striking. And so it may very well be that they are planning to bring somebody forward who can kind of bring everybody together and say, all right, we can all agree on this guy here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but who could that be? Giuliani, he has one delegate so far from the beginning of this whole thing. And so I don't know who that person would be. Of course, for the Democrats, it looks like very much Hillary and Barack Obama. As we have, you probably remember, Mark, we talked about this, I would say probably since they announced that they will be running. We said on the Democratic ticket is going to be Hillary and Barack Obama, because to me, I think they're defeatable. And but when you look on the other side of the Republicans, that's when I'm start seeing, okay, what is the media plan here? You can count Fred Thompson probably out. But, of course, you know, we only have there are so many delegates yet to be had. Like, for instance, I mean, there are like 2,025 for the Democrats and 1,191 for the Republicans. And these candidates, it's still even Giuliani, who has one delegate so far, can be a front runner, you know, next month. So
These
things really don't mean anything. But my concern, though, is with Ron Paul, because Ron Paul, it seems like it's not only he's being the war and he's been attacked, not just by the Democrats, not just by the Republicans, not just by the establishment, but also by the media that's supposed to be, and capitalize and put that in quotations and underline whatever you want to do with it, highlight it, supposed to be bringing the people the truth about these candidates so the people can decide who the right one is. But yet you have the media with the monopoly it has, these people who have monopoly on the media, they're very much even attacking a candidate, and it's like they want to select. We're not going to elect. They're going to select who's the next president of the United States for us. Why in the world, and we talked about this many times, you know, we can't talk about this until we are blue in the face, but unless we have an opposition on the streets to the establishment, we are not going to solve this problem. It is too late. Maybe it was possible 50 years ago, 100 years ago, to solve our problem, elections problem, on the streets by educating the people. But right now, it is too late, because most 90% of the people in the United States, they are being educated by the media that has an agenda. So forget about educating the people into solving this problem by the ballot box. It is not going to happen. The only way it's going to happen is people hitting the streets in protest. We've got to have an opposition. Every country has oppositions except the United States. We do not have an opposition. This is not a democracy. A democracy without an opposition is very much either, you can call it an anarchy or a controlled society, and we have a controlled society.
Well, I agree with you, and you know the amazing thing is, Americans today, you poll them, ask them whether or not they believe what the media tells them, and there is a substantial number of people, and I would say, you know, substantial, I would say more than half, who say, no, I don't believe everything that the media tells me, and yet they still go along with the plan when it comes to their elections. They still go along with what the media decides, and as you put very well, in selecting the candidate instead of electing the candidate. And I mean, I agree with you. It's just, you know, it is too late. 50 years ago, you're right, 50 years ago when people could, they could still think clearly, when they still cared about their country, they still cared about their communities and their families. Yes, 50 years ago we could have done something about it, but not now.
Well, I mean, 50 years ago you had newspapers in these different states and different towns. They were very much owned by local people, and so people got to hear different views, different editorials, but right now, even if you look at even small towns in the United States with 2,000, 3,000 people population, you will see that their local newspaper, which is only 5 pages, you will see that it's owned by somebody, some family in New York that owns 300 or 400 papers across the country. And so I don't know. I'll tell you what. Let's bring Steve from California up and see what he can add to all this confusion. Steve, come on up.
Hi. So, Mark, how are you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Steve.
I want to approach this a slightly different way, and it'll lead right back to what we're talking about. Hashem, you're an Islamic scholar. Would it be accurate for me to say, as a Catholic, but I mean just to say, that Tawheed in the Islamic faith means that God's presence is everywhere in his creation, but that he rules sovereignly over it all, uncontained yet containing all?
What was the word you use?
Tawheed.
Tawheed?
T-A-W-H-I-D. I've seen different spellings.
Okay. Well, if what you're saying is right, Tawheed, it means basically the belief that God is one and only one. So if what you're saying is that is God present in every situation, if that's what I understand you correctly, and has control over everything, so I guess the answer is yes. I don't know if we're on the same wavelength or not.
Yes, we are, exactly.
Okay.
And the Catholic faith would say the same thing. And my point here is conscience. What St. Jerome called synteresis, or the divine spark of God's voice in every person that God creates, which is all of us. Unless we appeal to conscience in terms of our political battle, so that there is a resounding voice from God himself in each and every person saying, wait a minute, they're right, and the other folks are wrong, we will never win. That's my basic point.
Well, Steve, that would work if we are talking about people's conscience being developed as part of their faith in that oneness of God. But we'll tackle this problem after, or this thought after the break. It's a very important thought if everybody has or comes from similar background. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, let me finish my thought. I mean, what you're introducing here is extremely important, but the problem is our conscience is developed. Number one, you know, we have clear and pure sort of, you know, conscience when we are born, but our conscience develops depending on what kind of upbringing, what kind of education, and especially what kind of faith we each have. And the problem is now many people, they're different in their conscience, and they're even believing God. So I'm afraid, I don't know, maybe I'm not understanding exactly how would appealing to the conscience would work, though, Steve.
Well, it's simple. I agree that, you know, in a worldview which is existential as a final act of history in a pantheistic or even just plain atheist universe, which is where a lot of secular scholars have tended in the last 50 to 100 years. In such a worldview, conscience becomes seared, as St. Paul said about it in Pagans. And in such a case, speaking to such a person is difficult, if not impossible at times, you know, in the sense of appealing to conscience. Okay. But not everybody is in that boat. there are still many who, if you mention right and wrong to them, they respond immediately and understand what you mean. If you say aborting babies is wrong, they go, oh, of course it is. If you say voting for someone who intends to do evil for the country is wrong, they say, of course it is. The education part then begins where you explain the facts to them that this person promises to do good, but in fact he's a huckster and is not willing to do good. He's just promising it, but it won't happen, much like George Bush in two campaigns, or yeah. Clinton before that, for that matter.
Right, right. I mean, I see what you're saying. It's just, you know, for instance, take the abortion issue. You know, when you ask people about the abortion issue and they say, of course, it's wrong, the problem is when they are directly involved or directly being affected by that issue, I guarantee you, you're going to find many people who will switch their stance. Mark, what do you think?
I totally agree. Going back to what Steve said, I know where he's going with this. The problem is that we have a nation that is governed for the most part, and why I say governed, I mean the people themselves, they are governed by something other than their consciences, especially the young people. They really, you know, the traditional rules of right and wrong, morality, and all of the other things that have held civilizations together for thousands of years, they have been deliberately bred out of us through media, through education, whatnot, and now even our religious leaders. We have, in this country, we have a large number of Christian leaders who have instructed their people that it is perfectly moral to go and slaughter these innocent people in the Middle East because of this strange theory that somehow Jesus is going to come back if the Jews are in Israel. So the problem is, you know, there's an old saying, I hate to have to simplify it like this, there's an old saying that people get the kind of leaders they deserve, and in this case, that is what we're dealing with. We have an incredibly morally ambivalent population where they really are only concerned with making money and being entertained and whatnot. And because of that, you know, they are willing to sit by and to cheer as people literally are being fed to the lions in the Middle East and elsewhere. And so this is the problem. We will never have moral leaders until we have a moral population.
Mark, that's exactly right on. When you said fed to the lions, it reminded me of an early Christian witness in the Roman Colosseum while the games were going on. And even the pagan Roman philosophers decried the games because they appealed to such a bloodlust instinct in people that they degraded any and everybody in every sense possible that attended them. And this one Christian went out one day. This is an historical fact. And he went out into the middle of the arena and he said, I call upon you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to cease and stop this now. That's the appeal to conscience that I mean we need to get out in the streets
right.
and make.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, I understand that, Steve, I don't want to dwell too much on this, but I understand what you're saying. The problem is many people, you know, their perception of what's right and wrong, what was in your generation as what's right and wrong is not the same thing as we have today, for instance. You know, I'm 48 years old. What was right and wrong in my time is not the same now. And if we are, you know, you're bringing up the Roman Empire, actually what we're seeing here is very much close to what was happening before the Roman Empire actually came to exist, when you had the kind of the combination between the Greek society and then the Roman society. And what we have now is very much a society that is being faith is going to be of no place for faith in our society. Give it another 20-30 years, we are going to go back into very much being the pagans and pagan society that existed back during the Greeks. Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you,
we'll
gentlemen.
Be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and let's go back to the phones. Steve had introduced an excellent thought, but unfortunately, we live in a society that is being running away for a while from religion because religion has been attacked in the mainstream media for so long that it created a whole generations now of people who may not think of God the way we thought of God before. I started saying this before I went for the break. We kind of going through what the Roman Empire went through from the beginning, because prior to that, it was the Greek philosophers who basically established laws based on philosophy and reason, and then came the Romans, who very much wanted to have fun and wanted to have a good time, where they did not really pay too much attention to the Greek philosophers, and they wanted to do it their own way, where they very much established the laws that our laws now is very much kind of, they started the beginning of what we have now in a way, our civil law. And basically it's based on the protection of the state first, and as long as you are abiding by these laws, you will be protected. So that's very much what it comes to. It really has nothing to do with faith, and it has nothing to do with reason or logic. But anyhow, let's move on to let's go to Eleanor, I believe, in Canada. Go ahead, Eleanor.
Hi, Hisham. I just wanted to alert you to something you may not be aware of in the line of election fraud information. In New Hampshire, there were activists who tried to follow a sheriff whose duty it was to pick up all of the sealed ballot boxes from the election places and bring them back to the state capitol. The sheriff managed to lose the activists on his tail, but there were other activists at the capitol, and they watched very closely as the ballot boxes were unloaded, and every one of them had had the seal broken en route.
Okay.
Just imagine what that means in terms of a recount.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know, definitely, we will be seeing a lot. You know, this is not it. We're going to be seeing a lot of stories about elections and counting and recounting. But at the end, you know, we've seen what happened in 2002 and 2004. We've seen what happened with the recount in Florida. We've seen what happened in Ohio. And nothing happened. You see, the thing is, when John Kerry had every reason, he had every reason to actually call for an investigation in Ohio, but the next day he very much, even though his people had sent a team to Ohio to very much start file a lawsuit, the next day apparently the powers that be gave him a call and said, forget it. You know, the Skull and Bones society or whoever called him and said, forget it. Even though John Kerry had every reason to have a recount, and if he did have a recount, John Kerry would have been the president of the United States. You know, we have interviewed people who were involved in these efforts and who were involved in Ohio, and they will tell you that if there was a recount, if John Kerry did not congratulate the following day, congratulated George Bush, and actually went ahead with his lawsuit that he already started in court right the next day, but he had to pull it off and say, congratulations, George, you are the president. So, I'm not going to count so much on irregularities in counting the ballots, because we're not going to win and it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, Hisham, this time I'm hoping it's going to be different, because it's starting so early. The scrutiny is really intense and it's very early. And hopefully this time they won't be able to get away with it. You heard about the South Carolina initiative to get rid of electronic vote counting because you cannot see inside a computer what's happening with the count. You can see the screen and the printer, but there's no way a human being can watch the count going on inside a computer, and the South Carolina Constitution forbids counting in secret.
Right.
You're aware of
but
that,
I mean,
eh?
Sure. And many localities throughout are very much, I mean, there are many lawsuits to basically go back to paper ballot or support the computers with electronic voting with paper ballots. But, you know, we're talking about something that really does not make, it doesn't make a difference. I don't care even if they count heads, I don't think it's going to make much difference, because you are selecting. You're not going to these ballot boxes to elect. You are going to select or help select, because they already have selected the one who wants to be, who's going to be the next president. You know, we talked last time about shall I go to vote or shall I not? You know, which one? If you don't go to vote, are you hurting the system? Are you helping the system? Are you hurting the establishment? Are you helping the establishment? I don't know. You know, we are, it's like, who are you going to go to vote for? For instance, Ron Paul, you know, comes, when we come close to the convention and we see that Ron Paul is not going to be on the ticket, you know, what are we going to do? Well, I mean, I'm talking about, you know, people who are hoping to vote for Ron Paul. Well, what about if Ron Paul does not make it? And so far, you know, we see the numbers and we see the attacks on Ron Paul. A lot of people are being discouraged that he may not even make it to the convention. He's fighting the establishment, and you cannot fight the establishment unless
well,
you have
I disagree
people.
With you, Hashem. It's
okay,
up to us to do the work, and it's up to God to determine the outcome, and that's the way it works.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I agree with you, but I mean, what is the work? I mean, okay, you can see it. If you are standing on a train tracks and you see the train coming, you can't tell me that, oh, well, I'm going to stand here. If I'm going to die, if God wants me to die, I'm going to die, but I'm going to stay here and have the train hit me. I mean, you know what's going to happen when you see the train. So, you know, God, he did say, depend on me, but he also said that you've got to do something about it. I'm not going to do it all on my own. Now, I'm not seeing people who are working with the system. It's not going to be repaired. You've got to work outside of the system. You cannot work with the system anymore, which means, I mean, to me, the only possibility is don't go to vote. But is that the right thing to do, though? That's the question. That's the $20 million question, is what is the right thing to do? Go to vote or stay out?
Maybe write in Ron Paul's name on the election as a write-in candidate.
Well, if you go into one of these electronic things, you know, you can't really write anything unless you take a magic marker and write it on the darn machine.
Well, then somebody should ask questions why write-ins are not acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. Appreciate it, Eleanor.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Thanks. You know, Mark, you know, the dilemma that I'm in is we do not have the problem. Why we are in this dilemma is because we do not have an opposition. And I'm hoping that if Ron Paul does not make it to the convention, I'm hoping that will not be the end of this Ron Paul movement. You know, what Ron Paul has created is not just people who just to go and vote for a president. He created a movement. Regardless if Ron Paul makes it or not, he created this movement. And this movement needs to be nurtured to become the opposition. The only way we can solve these problems, not by working within the system, because people will tell you, oh, well, the system is there. It works. You just have to work within it. No, it does not work. You've got to work outside the system. How would you work outside the system?
Well, in my opinion, okay, the thing is this. The most important thing that we can do in turning things around is to make Americans understand. You see, the problem is Americans think that everything is all right. They live on a day-to-day basis. Their vision, they don't see any further than, 6 inches in front of their eyes. And as long as they are fed and employed and safe in that moment, then they think everything is all right. They don't see the train coming at them 200 feet away. So what has to happen is that we have to make Americans understand that things are not okay, that just because the train hasn't hit you yet doesn't mean that it's not going to hit you 10 seconds from now. And the way that we do this is by constantly undermining the credibility of the system that you mentioned. So this is the thing. And unfortunately or unfortunately, depending on how we look at it, the system is going to make our job easier and easier because particularly as this war gets worse, as the economic system in this country gets worse, pretty soon things that we said yesterday that people laughed at today are not going to sound so crazy. So we do have that in our favor in that we have an enemy that the further he gets into his agenda, the uglier he gets and the easier he is for us to point out. So that is it. That really is all we can do at this point. And let's face it, all great revolutions throughout history, they have all followed a common path, and this is one of them, which is to constantly be undermining the credibility of the system as it exists. And pretty soon, enough people will understand that this is the case, and then you will see the momentum begin to swing in the opposite direction.
But you do know that the United States had probably never had an opposition. Probably the closest to an opposition is what was taking place back in, late 50s, early 60s, or probably late 50s, with the Communist Party. But the minute you start seeing an opposition to the system, and what I call the system is basically the monopoly that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party has over our politics. Okay, of course, they have been there since day one, but that does not mean that they own the country. That does not mean that those two parties who cannot probably muster, if it comes down to it, not even probably 20% of the population who would say, everybody, this is the sadness about these two parties is 99% of people who register as a Republican or register as a Democrat really have nothing to do with neither of these parties. Hardcore Republicans and hardcore Democrats are those people who actually are active in those parties, but the rest of the people don't even know where the Democratic Party office is in their city or have been to any meetings or anything. What I'm trying to say here is these two private companies that they have become, and these two private companies are owned very much by the same people, by the same money, has a monopoly over the country. So in order for an opposition, a real opposition, to actually make it, the system would have to allow that opposition. And what the problem would be is, I don't think if people take to the streets to oppose the government, I think the government will crack down on them very hard. Instead of helping an opposition, they will destroy the opposition, because they will very much align this opposition with terrorists and terrorism and being wanting to destroy the country, etc., etc. So that's where we are going to go into a dictatorship the minute we have a real opposition, which this country never had a real opposition on the streets.
I agree with you. I totally agree. And I think really, Hashem, what you and I are, the elephant in the room here that neither of us wants to discuss is the fact that it really is probably going to all boil down one day to actually the very same kinds of behaviors that took place 230 years ago in this country.
Well, I guess we are just going to have to wait and see. But with news media like what we have now, I doubt if actually it's going. You know what CNN showed a story today about? With all the people that are dying in the world, with all the stories that we have in Iraq and in Palestine, Israel bombing and killing Palestinians, CNN had a story about a little old lady who had, I guess, a nativity scene or something in her front yard, and someone stole her Jesus. I guess a figurine of Jesus in her front yard, and they had a story about 5 minutes on that. But the way the anchorman and woman, when they introduced the story, and the way they were making fun of Jesus, the name of Jesus, you would think that you're not listening to a TV station in a country where the majority are Christians. You would think you're listening to the Soviet Union during probably the communist era, or somewhere where people do not respect Christianity. It could not be in a Muslim country, because Muslims are ordered to respect Christianity, otherwise their Islam would not be complete. But I was shocked the way they introduced this story, and the way they talked and the fun they made. So I guess it's okay. You know, people might be listening to me and saying, oh, yeah, get over it, you know, chill out. So what if somebody's having fun with a Jesus story? I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned.
You know, since you have brought that up, you knew it had to come. Since you have brought up this business of coverage of Christian issues and whatnot, I ran across an extremely interesting story today about how Christians are once again being attacked by these religious fundamentalist types. Only the interesting thing about this story is, guess who these religious fundamentalist types are?
Who?
Well, they're not the Muslims, as we hear about on a regular basis, you know, Christians having their heads cut off and whatnot. I'll fill you in. I'll let you in on the secret, I guess, after the break.
Very good. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we have a few minutes left in the first hour, and we will be coming back in the second hour with many, many things to talk about, especially what's going on in the world and George Bush trip to the Middle East, what it means now after it's over with, and exactly what had taken place and what it means to all of us. Mark, you were saying?
Yes, I picked up a very interesting story today detailing this rise of Christian persecution, meaning persecution of Christians. Now, of course, here in the United States, the Zionist media is constantly bringing up stories about how the Muslims are doing this to the Christians in this place. Of course, they have to do this in order to maintain the Christian right support for this war in this country. This particular story that I came across detailed how in this one country alone, over 1,000 violent attacks on Christians have taken place in the last year. And in one section of this particular country, beginning the day before Christmas, within 1 week's time, there were 800 separate attacks on Christians. 730 Christian homes were burned, 95 churches. But this was not a Muslim country. And before I let everybody know here what country it was, I don't want to...
I think everybody knows what you're talking about here, Mark.
What?
I think we have smart audience. You're talking about Israel, right?
No. See, you blew it. You blew it.
Uh-oh.
But it's Israel's ally, India.
Oh, okay.
America's ally, India, the same
right.
country that we have signed nuclear deals with. In this country, now, I don't want to badmouth the Hindus here because I have Hindu friends. We're talking about some of these fundamentalist Hindus. But can you just imagine? Can you imagine if instead of it being Hindus, if these had been Muslims that did this? Can you imagine
right.
the screeching and howling that we would be hearing? It would be nonstop. But yet, this happened over a month ago, where in 1 week's time, 800 violent acts against Christians in India took place, and yet we didn't hear about this. Now, why is this?
Okay.
My point is, people out there who think that there is not an agenda in place to goad Christians in this country towards adopting a certain position with regards to religion and persecution and all the rest of this right here is a perfect example of the manner by which news is sterilized and carefully cultivated in such a way as to manipulate people's thinking. If this had been a Muslim who had done this, or if it had taken place in a Muslim country, it would still be ringing in our ears. And yet, 1,000 acts just in 1 year alone. We're talking about over 700 homes being burned to the ground, almost 100 Christian churches. I mean, I can't remember anything of this sort taking place since the time of the Soviet Union, as you mentioned.
Very good. We will be back in less than 2 minutes with the second hour of Current Issues, the radio show. We'll be right back. With recent